Here. I don't need a receipt.
It's not.
What's your writing then? Rear 2347.12. What's that mean?
It's how long it took you to come.
Yeah, come on, what is it?
Timing from first manual genital contact to ejaculation.
Are you for real?
I mean, I have to count out the seconds till I can turn this off. So it might be up to 10 seconds.
Wait, you can't. You need my permission.
I don't even
something.
Know your name.
Yeah, well, you know, then, how did I do?
It's too early in the study. I haven't established the mean parameters yet.
What's that mean? Are you sending me up?
There's nothing to be scared of. I'm just a scientist.
Yeah, but I'm not a bleeding guinea pig.
Guinea pigs eat each other after mating. Nice room.
Yeah. I've stayed in intercontinentals all over the world.
You like what you can rely on.
We get a discount.
I never give discounts.
Oh, it's good, because I want 100% of you.
What position?
Oh, take it easy, honey. You'll find out soon enough.
Clock's running, look. The seconds are going by.
Huh? Hey, you're crazy.
8.23 seconds.
Are we going for a world record or what?
10.41.
What have I got to beat?
I just like to know how long things take.
Never long enough, is it, honey?
So let's get on with it. Come on. Which position best expresses your personal identity?
What?
You. When are you really you?
Angel Standing by Jonathan Myerson. With Juliet Aubrey and Timothy West.
What do you like then?
Sorry?
Which position best expresses your personal identity?
I've never thought about it.
I don't do anything special, just positions.
You want me to choose?
I want to hear what you want.
Normal, in between, you know, missionary.
Right.
Is that okay? I mean, is that normal?
Don't ask me. Maybe nothing's normal. I've got to find out.
I got your coffee. Thanks, Vic. How was yours? He sounded quite nice when I booked him in.
You didn't see him.
I should have heard my guy. Incredible what he's been through.
Have you been talking to the punters again?
They're interesting.
You're sick. You're not there to talk.
They like it. I want them to tell me everything.
What about?
Well, this guy tonight, Asian or something, he was forced to marry this girl when he was 14. Hated her from the moment he set eyes on her and vice versa. Yeah, they've got 5 children. They've had intercourse 5 times.
Oh, yeah?
I believe him. Get this, he's about 40. This is his first time with someone else.
Messy.
Imagine, 20-something years he's wanted it. All that time he's been told it was wrong. Finally, me.
Waste.
He said it was the best night of his life. I envy him. I've never had anything that felt like that. Nothing's ever stopped me doing anything.
Could you pass the sugar, please?
I thought you wanted to lose weight.
It's the hormones.
If you want to change...
It's not easy.
Nothing's easy. You think it was easy for my Asian?
You'll be typing him up, then.
What do you mean?
I hear you through the wall, tapping away every night.
I told you, I keep a diary.
What about? I never see you talking to anybody.
Ridiculous. I talk to you. I talk to everyone.
Okay, big mouth. Go and talk your way out of this, then.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, come on, it's easy. You just stand there, you say... Sorry, Your Worship. Someone else must have left my card in the box when
no
they were...
No way, I can't.
We're in this together, remember? We share the phone line. We pay the man to get these cards printed. The judge is probably one of mine anyway.
But what if someone sees me there?
Who is going to see you there, Ange?
I don't know, but there are people who might recognize
you. You owe me. You wouldn't last another week out there.
I'm tougher than I look. I did jiu-jitsu at school.
Standing there on the side of the road, thinking they were going to whisk you off to the Ritz. shocked when you discovered it was a steamed-up Nissan in Tesco's car park.
Safeway.
Only thing that was safe.
I never expected romance, Vic. I knew what I was doing. I wanted...
This, I want to hear.
It was no good what I was doing before then. I think this is better. This is making something happen, making something change.
Just don't tell me you want to change the world.
Not only me. I've changed me, and I don't want to lose what I've got, what I've done.
The way you talk. What are you doing here, Ange?
What does it matter the way I talk?
Because you don't need to be doing this. Your world is different. But this is for us, the outsiders. You're inside. You've got it somewhere. You don't need to come down here.
It's not down, Vic. It's not down. It's up. You ought to try breathing down there.
Cigarette smoke, car fumes, smell of brute. That's all I've ever known.
Aren't you booked for 12?
I don't like changing the subject.
You're telling me not to change the subject. You're changing your entire sex.
I'm just trying to make it right for me.
Oh, and I'm not allowed to?
Angel, if I was still a man, I think I could probably love you. Really love. Not like all this...
It's really real for me.
Where do you live? No, I mean, just roughly. Privacy. I'm not trying to... know anything.
Where do you live?
I hate it there. Can't I stay here a bit longer?
Do you want to pay for more?
I don't want to be that man who goes home to his family.
Be whoever you want.
Wait, please. Can't I just talk to you? Will you listen properly? Let me talk. I just want to just say something about me. Just a chance to talk about who I am.
Hello, stranger.
Hasn't been that long, has it?
There was a Labour government when I last saw you.
When I last saw you, times were gay.
The Times was a newspaper.
Livingstone's expedition was just setting off to discover the source of the female orgasm.
People then had something to believe in.
And you were married.
We're back together, in fact. Anonymous correspondence notwithstanding.
You got my chapters, didn't you?
Pretty interesting stuff.
Groundbreaking.
Interesting will do for now.
Go on, commit yourself.
These encounters, all timed to the second. Taped. How did you get so close?
I made a deal. I had this room next to where the prostitute worked. Taped it all. Timed it.
Some of them are hotel bedrooms, aren't they?
Walk-in closets.
Angel, what are you trying to prove with all this?
Right, okay. The accepted wisdom, height and all. A woman's place in sex mirrors her place in the rest of society. I'm saying bullshit. A woman's place in sex creates her place in the rest of society. Women didn't start discovering their bodies because of female emancipation. It's the other way around. And if we really want to change things, we've got to go further, constantly further into ourselves.
Oh, what? You're saying society has changed because people start having sex in a different way?
Sex is the police force. The rest of life falls in under its truncheon. In Western society, sex is used to keep women down, stop them developing personality.
There's more to your sense of self-identity than your sexual identity. Sex, it's just a fraction.
Of course, of course. But sex is what makes people who they are, don't you see? If we could just break free, we could decide who we really are. Instead, right now in the Judeo-Christian West, its missionary position translates into, I'll convert you to my way of thinking. Riding into, you're my horse, my chattel. Bondage into straitjacket.
Well, this is a complete dead end, Angel. Just exclusively logging the sexual persona. You're supposed to be studying the development of the individual. This is a sociology department, and you're off below the Masters and Johnson line.
I can't just ignore it.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Ross, you're shutting your eyes to so many...
All I want to talk about, Angel, is how you collected this material. This prostitute.
I promised her anonymity. Total.
Perhaps it's time you took a couple of months sabbatical. Eh?
Just a complete break from work?
Of course, I haven't even done a tenth of the research.
Perhaps you're becoming a bit obsessed with it. Woods for the trees time.
You're saying I've made these up?
I'm saying there is no prostitute. Angel. Angel, we have to work within reasonable means.
Is that why you screw your students?
You're prostituting yourself.
Well, you've always said the grant's inadequate.
Angel, think of yourself.
You didn't think of me when you bought that sofa bed. You thought about your sexual release. It looks like paisley cushions best express your personal identity.
You can't put any of this material in your thesis. I'm shutting down your research. I'll speak to the dean.
I need research material. This is merely the most efficient and error-free way of assembling the data, the truth. You agree.
Your whole position as disinterested academic is shot to hell.
I give the money away, the kids in the Strand.
I can't allow this in my faculty.
Well, just because I told your wife about it. Just because I insisted on some honesty. The truth in the data.
Not if it creates chaos, Angel. You create chaos. You've got your agenda. Maybe valid, maybe not. Meanwhile, everyone round you suffers.
Bravo, Uncle.
Perhaps a couple of months at home.
I don't have a home. I don't want a home.
Can't you go back to that grandmother?
God.
Please, go. Couldn't you go to your grandmother?
Godmother, she's dead.
Well, there must be someone else you can go.
No, uncles, no. Aunts, no third cousins, twice removed, no pet rabbits.
I have responsibilities. You've broken every rule in this university's book.
How can we make progress if we don't push everything over?
There are boundaries. You go over them and you're one of them. You're outside. You're not part of this history.
History has to change.
And you're no longer a student of mine.
Just because I'm making progress. I'm not stuck in my rooms poring over adultery questionnaires from the suburbs of Stockport. I'm out there changing things.
All right. Look, maybe there's a way that I could maybe see my...
Oh, now you're going to suggest we get back together. Piss off. Don't tell me who to be. I can start again. I don't need anyone. Hi, angels. Sure. Park Lane Regency, be there in 20. Just get a few special things on. L-E-V-Y. It'll be a pleasure. Mr. Levy.
Good of you to come, such short notice.
Where's the bedroom?
No, I'll have a drink first.
The meter's running.
What'll you have?
Nothing, really, thank you.
You're a polite girl. Sit, sit.
I also do angry. I can do quiet and willing. I can dominate. I got the impression your type usually want polite.
You misunderstand me.
I'm nobody until you tell me what you want.
I look at you.
Go right ahead. The time's yours.
Such a hurry always.
My friends are usually pretty eager.
You're beautiful. Your real name?
Angel.
No, of course you cannot tell me. Tell me then, which position would you say best expresses your own personal identity?
I'm sorry?
Sexual position. You choose. What is the sexual position of an angel?
Why are you asking me this?
I pay, do I not?
Is this some
kind of... No, I offend the whore. All right. It doesn't have to be that question. Talk to me about yourself.
I'm not interesting. I'm no one. You just have me. That's best. Choose your position.
Don't be scared.
I don't talk about myself.
I tell you about Levy, then.
Do what you like.
Let's go back to the start. My virginity.
If that's what you like.
I was 15. 1881. Not a good year to lose it.
You don't mean 1881.
Ask me why. Bad times to start my manhood.
You're saying you were born in 1866.
I am a man, 15, living in a shtetl with four women for every man. The men have gone to the army, to Eretz Israel, New World.
You just sit back and relax. I can do trapped in the lift, mutiny in the hall
room. This is not your foreplay. This is life.
Okay. Where were we? 1881? That makes you 120...
Women, all ages, all wants, eager, needing. And the Torah telling me no. Where does it say in our Bible, just one woman, eh?
I've never really read much scripture.
The word of God. You think God wants this?
I don't want to be born again. I don't want to believe in any God. I just want to be me.
Who is that?
What?
Who are you, my angel?
I didn't come for this. You pay me for sex.
I can tell you who you are.
What's that noise?
Do you want to hear it?
I want to know what that noise is coming from.
That's it. Listen. For the first time in your life, listen. Your history starts here.
It's like...
It's the Cossacks, girl. The Cossacks.
On the 12th floor of the Park Lane Regency.
The Cossacks get closer every year. Shut your eyes, girl. Shut your eyes.
Mr. Levy? Mr. Levy? Look, I remember practically nothing. I told you everything I remember. Christ, I was only 6 when the car crashed.
You must remember something about your mother.
A woman. You pricked her, she bled.
Her voice. Do you remember her voice?
She sang like a nightingale?
All right, tell me about this, grandmother.
Godmother. My godmother brought me up.
It's just... We meet. We share a phone line. You did the straights, I did the rest. And I don't know anything else about it. Don't do this again.
I've got to go. You can't deny yourself like this. I'm here. Now I'm going.
You're rubbing yourself out. You have to start being Angel someday.
I've got to go. He's telling me the next part.
Oh, not your Mr. Jeans again.
Levy, not Levi.
Something's happened to you since you started doing him.
Yeah. I agree.
That first time, he was scared shitless. He was shaking.
What happened when you first met the surgeon, when he got that great big scalpel out?
I thought, thank God, it's almost over.
Well, see?
That day the Cossacks came. We were hiding in a boy's barn away down the road. Me and my two brothers.
We have to rescue the scrolls of the Talmud.
Who's that?
Nahum, my first brother. Such a believer.
When the farmer finds us here, he's going to sell us to the Cossacks.
Zidl, my second brother. For him, one thing at a time. Only then another.
They must not profane the synagogue. It cannot be allowed.
That's the first place they'll go. They always do. They know where the best gold is.
I cannot let them, Levy.
Stop him. He can't go out there.
Are the holy books more important than our father, Nahum? Than mother?
You and Levy see to our father. I will see to the temple. Both must be kept safe.
You're both mad. You'll both die.
We must save what our people have created. It is who we are.
Can't you hear what's happening out there? We've got a chance to hide. Come back. Come back.
What did they want with all that? Now I had no choice. I ran through the steppe. Jewish woman bled under the ground while the boy stepped over to take her gold from her jewelry box, her ears, her mouth, her box. I ran. I didn't know where. I wanted to live.
Gisela, you're all right.
Down here. Help me get down here. You'll be safe.
Gisela worked for Reb Menachem. His house, the best in the shtetl, was already burned. He was impaled at the front with his family impaled alongside. Gisela knew about his cellar.
Gisela, my favorite. My Delilah. My savior.
How old is she?
16, 15. We kicked aside the ashes of velvet, the shards of mycin, the ashes of comfort. I lifted the trapdoor, and we went down into darkness. We went down into warmth. Warmth from the fire that had burned down the house above. Now might be my last chance.
Did anyone see us?
We're safe here.
No one saw us.
Over here. Come on.
What are you doing?
Do you want to live? There are Cossacks up there. Do you want to live before you die, Gisela?
I do love you, Levy.
You'll do as I say.
When we're married. The Torah says we must be married first.
You're a good girl.
Oh, I love you, Levy. I love you so much.
Love or fear? Which was it?
We haven't got time to get married, have we? It's nothing to be scared of.
Oh, your man and his wife.
I couldn't see her. I pushed her carefully down onto the warm floor. She sighed and shut her eyes. The heat was good, and she pleases me. She pleases me so much I know I will live. The girl's fear, this great love for me, will save me. I tell her to do things there on the warm stones, and she does them. Things a woman should not let a man do.
You've given me a child. I know it.
She should not have. Not a child. I left the trap door open. She did not follow me. I expected she would. The Cossacks found her. Her body opened and she gave me life. In the hot cellar, she saved me. She was my first angel.
What are you talking about? She died.
Died? Let me tell you, died. Everyone dies. How is what matters. On the synagogue steps, I found rats sewn inside the belly of the rabbi's wife, eating their way out. I found the rabbi, his prick stuffed in his mouth. Nail? They wrapped him in his beloved scrolls and set fire to the parchment. Dry skin and dry skin.
It's Nail? Of course it is.
Didn't you love him?
I loved him like a brother. But he obeyed the rules, and look what happens if you don't change.
At least you had rules.
We'll say Kaddish. Bury them. We're going.
What about respect for the dead?
Why? He died for scribblings in a language he couldn't even speak.
What he died for? The wisdom.
Wisdom? Sit still until the goy kills you? Keep quiet until they shout you down? Wear a hat until they cut off your head?
Knowing who you are, following your father and grandfather.
A Zionist whore, wonderful.
You were protected. Your whole world was defined.
And no way I was staying in it.
Where can we go? We're not allowed in the city.
We're leaving the Ukraine.
America?
They say the women there are beautiful. They make you eat unclean flesh. Make you shave.
Women make you safe.
The rabbi says their liberty statue. It's hollow. Inside 100 Gentile barbers working day and night to cut off our locks.
Look at the rabbi, Seidel. How do his locks suit him now? His prick in the middle of his face. Do you want to come to America or not?
What do we use to buy passports?
I've got jewels.
Those are Reb Menachem's.
2 days to Zhytomyr, then walk to Kiev, Rovno, Starokonstantinov, Lutsk, Kovel, Lublin, Radom, Piotrkov, Kalish, Memel, Hamburg, Rotterdam, and pack it to Hull.
San Francisco!
This is Hull, Seidel. We get a train. That takes us across to a city called Liverpool. We get on another ship.
St. Louis!
Now you say a prayer for Father and Mother and Nahum, and I'll see if we can get us a coach.
The man promised Liverpool in 2 hours. Took our money, our tickets, and for a 2-hour ride in a horse and trap, and deposited us back at Hull Docks that night. We slept that night in the poor Jew's temporary shelter. So near to the Golden Gateway, and now we had nothing. Other poor Jews lay there in rows, sleeping, praying, and waiting. We had to be saved. In the shelter kitchen, the keeper's daughter. 17, fresh, grown strong on British food, and the eyes of lonely Jews.
Oh, not so hard. You're hurting my lips. I'll make you some coffee. Then I've got to get this place closed up.
We're going to San Francisco. Why don't you come?
The rush is over. The gold's gone.
There's gold in your heart, Mima. We could take gold to San Francisco, the two of us.
I'm warning you, my father's upset.
You want it, don't you?
Oh, you're a boy. How old are you?
Women do what I tell them.
Oh, lovey, not like this.
Oh, don't you see the size of me? Lie down.
You think I'd do it on floor?
Pull your skirt up and I'll take you to America.
Why are you so scared? Tomorrow. My shift finishes at 2.
Oh, come with us. Plenty of dark places on the train.
Get us a room at the Metropole.
I can't. Not a hotel. I've got 8 rubles.
In a hotel room, I'll save you.
They won't let me in the door.
A room at the Metropole costs 17 shillings and 9 pence.
Did you get the money?
The farmers round there, they pay good money for labourers. crop pickers and soil turners who wouldn't argue and wouldn't know to be paid. She made me do it. She killed him.
You sold Seidel.
You think I wanted to lose my brother?
You did what you wanted. You can't blame me.
She was a whore.
What am I?
You're my last angel.
If that's what you want. You choose who you want me to be. I'm only a woman.
Nima wanted it too much. Not the way to behave.
This is Oklahoma? You see down there? That's an Apache village.
Geronimo!
And I've got us work here on the farm in return for board and bed. You're good, lady. But first, I've got to go back into town. So you stay here and work, and I'll be back next week. I'll work for both of us till then.
How much did you get for him?
£3.12. I bought a suit. I walked through swing doors into the Metropole.
Nima.
Oh, those curtains. Oh, that's my colour. Have you ever seen a red like it? Scarlet, really.
Shut up.
Oh, it's always better when it's worth it, Leslie.
Take your clothes off.
All right.
Take them off.
Don't touch me yet.
I've done everything for you.
You haven't understood, have you? I'm no one's to order about.
Lie down.
I like it on top.
I want you to save me.
This room was your idea. Don't blame me now.
Lie down.
Let's see if you're up to it first.
I'm not a virgin. I'm no virgin.
I'm not going to eat you.
I wanted to take this woman and shake her and show her that man is master.
That's what you did, isn't it?
Shake her into being a proper woman. It was an accident.
She just wanted your love on her terms.
Seidel caught scarlet fever. Farmer let him die.
You blamed Mima.
They all said she must have gone there to jump. The room was in her name.
She just wanted to help you change.
Back in my Stettel suit, my cap, did I look like a man who'd booked a room in the Metropole Hotel?
She only wanted to teach you that women can be different, too.
I had 10 shillings, 8 pence farthing left over. I bought glass, putty, and a knife, and I walked across the moors. Selby, Garforth, Shipley, Bradford. Into each town I walked with my eyes in the air, looking for broken windows. Where is the broken fenster? I shouted. But the panes crack in my hand, the putty will not take. I try each time I'm holding shattered splinters. Maybe this English glass was different. Different oil. I have one pane left. I do a fanlight in the Majestic Hotel. The glass slides in, the putty spreads like butter. Is good. I know now I must wait.
Too late. And anyway, it was a different hotel.
Every day I walk past broken windows in terraces, in arcades, in apartments, down to the hotels. The Swan, the White Rose, Hutton's, the Duke of York. I wait. I'm down to half a loaf of bread a day. Then a quarter. Then a storm like never before. 3 shattered in the White Rose, 2 in the Swan. With that money, I crossed the Pennines. The King George at Hebden Bridge, the Ram at Bacup, Hulton's Hotel in Salford, the Knutsford Arms, Chester, the Angel Hotel, Short's Inn at Rhythm, Carwin Bay, the Faraway Inn, the Green Man at Bangor. Many times I work at a loss to be sure of hotel work. And in each hotel, a chambermaid, a scullery maid, all of the wonderful girls. So many rooms to choose from. I haggle with the concierge while Rachel sneaks the key, or Ruth borrows one, or Rebecca uses a pass. In each hotel I took my pleasure, and these girls, they opened for me. Without them, I have no strength. I had to place 2 casements at the Royal in Holyhead and board the steamer. 8 years older than the boy in 7. I buy a ticket for America. I arrive in Dublin. I thought it was the Hudson River. They told me it was the Liffey. The Liberty Statue. They told me it was Nelson's Column. So I went down the Kilmainham Road and found what I needed. A shattered transom in the lower kitchen of the Wellesley Arms. I would work the hotels of Dublin until I could buy a new ticket to America. and peeling onions under that transom was epic.
You get a king.
Imagine that.
You have chambermaid for friends.
I'm not going to a room with you.
You don't must say it so much loud.
What are you doing, Levy?
We want nobody interrupt us, do we?
Oh, no one's around. The whole floor is being repainted. Look at those curtains. They're gorgeous.
Get away from them. Get undressed.
Have you brought something?
I am here, yes?
You're the joker, aren't you?
Come here. My window.
How broken is it?
Look at this glass. It's wonderful. Sir.
You're a dozy one. Come on, we've only got half an hour.
Come on to the balcony.
People will see me in my unders.
Feel the air.
You work for 2 weeks under a cracked fan light. You've had your fill of air.
Stand here, in front. Look out.
Oh, well, hold me then. I don't want to fall out, do I?
We could jump together.
You're great.
We could fly.
Oh, we've only got half an hour. Come on. Help me get this off.
I want this girl to fly with me out that window.
She didn't believe.
She saw only me. Every week she'd borrow a key and give me what I wanted. She never argued, and she never was a whore. My Irish angel. And all the hotels in Dublin. I was never out of work.
Love me, Levy.
I teach you to fly, then.
You make me laugh, ain't you? But you're not right. Somewhere you're not right.
I've seen things, Eppie. And I done things.
I don't want to hear. I want to do my shift. I want to go home after that. And I want to marry someone.
Only stupid marry. And lonely.
I'm neither. I just need a father for my child.
What child?
I'm having a baby. Needs a father.
What you saying?
I'm saying I've got you all to myself now, Lev. We could buy a little house. You're doing well. I might get promoted.
Eppie, why?
Oh, don't you, Lev.
I sell my tools. I smash all my glass. I buy a ticket for Boston.
Eppie! I'm going! Eppie! Hey,
stop that!
You hear me?
What's going on?
I'm
there?
Going!
I sailed out of Dublin that night.
Eppie, the baby, I mean, what happened?
The baby, she called Hannah. Eppie died bringing her. I was not surprised. Hannah, she was adopted by a rabbi, they tell me. This is good.
Did you go back for her?
In every hotel in Boston, a broken window.
She doesn't know you're her father. Well, how can she know who she is? She has to know.
In every hotel in Massachusetts, cracked glass.
You've got to tell her.
Before long, I was employing people, contracting throughout New England. Hilton, Intercontinental, Hyatt, all of them.
Are you scared of your daughter?
I own the largest hotel glazing company in the United States. I'm somebody. I'm somebody now. Come over here. To the window. Let me show you something.
What about Hannah? If you don't tell her, I will.
Come here.
I'm going to have to charge you for this extra time, you know.
Follow me.
Mr. Leary.
Follow me. Up here. Follow me.
What are you doing? Stop, please. Mr. Leary.
We can fly, Angelica. You see, we can. If we want, we can.
Christ. No.
Come. Follow me up here. Don't worry about clouds. They're only damp. Follow me. Right through and follow me. Fly, Angel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, no, no.
Excuse me, what are you doing in here?
Nothing.
I want to know what you're doing in this room.
I'm just going.
I'm very sorry about this. You can stay right here. I'm calling reception.
It's all right, I'm going.
You don't move.
Excuse me.
Hey. You stop now.
And then
He just flew out the window.
How did you know?
Somehow I felt that was coming.
Anyhow, he didn't fly. He kind of just lifted off the ground. Off the balcony.
Maybe a forklift truck caught him by the shirt.
He rose. He wasn't flapping his arms or anything stupid. It was like he was still standing on the balcony, except he wasn't.
Like in Peter Pan.
That's right. And they go on talking as though they're still on the ground. He asked me to follow him. If I hadn't been... I'm going to have to tell his daughter. Find her. I mean, just to meet her. I mean, I didn't think what he was saying mattered. It's not even on tape, Vic. I'm the only one who knows now about Hannah and Effie and Mina and Seidel and Gietler. He never told Hannah. He went to Boston. Someone's got to tell her.
Maybe they're better off not knowing.
That's the whole point, Vic. How can they know who they are unless I tell them?
Why worry about them?
He handed them on to me. He'd reached the end. He was 128.
So it's not exactly a disaster.
You don't believe me. Why not?
Ange, are you sure you didn't jump? You know, just jump off the balcony.
Christ.
It's something about us. I don't know. They want us to watch. They call us round, tell us their lives, and they jump.
I must be losing my mind. I'm going crazy.
Did anyone see you there?
This bellboy came in. I didn't want to get involved. What if they think I pushed him?
You are well involved.
I dropped my bag.
Anything in it?
My stopwatch, my recorder.
Anything with your name on.
Oh, God. Come on, come on. It's important.
Hello, 2739.
I didn't do it, Ross. I didn't even touch him.
Who is this? What time is it? Christ.
I'm leaving the country. Got to.
Is that you, Angel? It's one of my students. I know.
Ross, I'm going to Ireland.
I've had the police round, Angel. What the hell's going on?
Do they think I pushed him?
They brought me your handbag, that's all. Had your student card in it. What were you doing in that hotel?
It's like he floated away. He wanted me to follow him. I know he must have fallen. It's just it wasn't like that. I didn't touch him.
Have you been hurt?
I helped him. I didn't kill him, Ross.
The police didn't mention any body.
They're like that. They keep it to themselves and they pounce. I've had policemen.
I think I'd have heard if a man been pushed into Park Lane.
Then where is he? Where's Mr. Levy?
Look, Angel, I'm in the shit here. If the faculty heard I'd let you go off doing that research of yours, that's the end of my tenure.
I thought you'd revoke me. Thought I was fired.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. Yes, it is her. I'm sorry. You're using me, Angel. This is bloody serious.
You wanted to break through the air.
Just tell me where you are.
It was the last thing for him to do.
Did you push this man, Angel?
I've got to go and tell Hannah. She'll be the most fantastic research material.
Hannah?
His daughter in Dublin. Imagine being there when she hears all this. I can tape it. Watch as she finds out about her real parents. All this time she's been an orphan, or at least she thinks she...
Angel, please, just...
Excuse me,
I'm looking for a woman called Hannah.
Takes all sorts. I'm not prejudiced.
Do you know a woman called Hannah? She'd be about 100.
Oh, now, that is a bit old for me, love.
Excuse me, do you know a woman called Hannah?
Oh, I'd like to. Hannah, answer, Hannah.
Get me a spanner.
She's a rabbi's daughter.
Oh, well, you can't win them all. So I was sitting in the back of this cabin.
Excuse me, do you know a woman called Hannah?
Don't worry about her. Have a better drink. Hey, what colour do you call that hair?
Jesus. Will no one listen to what I'm saying?
Hello, Angels.
Hi.
Ange?
I can't find her anywhere.
Where have you looked?
I've tried the pubs, nothing. Synagogues, too many Hannahs.
Try the streets. If there's anything to know, that's where they'll know it.
What do you think you're doing? This is my friggin' corner. You frig right off out of it.
No problem.
Who do you think you are?
I'm just looking for someone. Lives around here.
Oh. Sorry, love. Thought you were working. You were working, weren't you?
I'm looking for someone. I just need to talk to people, ask them. Someone must know her.
Christ alive, look at the state of you. You won't get a punter looking like that.
She's called Hannah, Rabbi's daughter.
It doesn't sound like she'd be working the street.
But Her real name's Levy. That's her father's name. But she was adopted. Her mother died in childbirth. About 100 years ago. But her father, I have to tell her about her father.
I'll watch for French.
Oh, I'd rather blow Shergar.
I've got 20.
25.
All right. Get in.
Have you got somewhere to Kiblov?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Down at the end, there's a shelter. Nuns. That's for the winos, but they'll give you a bed for the night.
Come on.
What's your friggin' rush? You know it'll only last 2 minutes. What you looking at?
Hmm? I'm just somewhere to sleep.
That's my bed. Mine.
Well, the sisters of us should sleep here.
Why have you got to take mine? Plenty others. This is my yard, you know.
Well, shall I sleep there, then?
Where you like. Aren't you freezing?
I'm all right.
I'll get you something.
You know what's here?
What's that now? Duchess. Sable. Beautiful condition it was. Huge wings. It's more like a cake than a coat. Is it? We can do you a bargain here.
I don't usually... Well, I mean, fur.
That's what you came for, isn't it? You don't have to be shy, darling. Nothing to be ashamed of. What have you brought to sell?
I'm sick of selling.
This is my yard, Hannah's yard. Everyone comes here. There's a shame. What have you got?
Hannah who?
Hannah, no one. Everything's bought. Everything's sold, Hannah. No. What you got?
I got your father.
That threw me out years
ago. And the rabbi.
Good thing, too. Ah. Here it is. Magnificent, isn't it? Ukraine iron sable. Come on. Freezer!
It's not my size.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, let me just... Thanks.
Mirror's here.
Beautiful.
Hold your hands up. See? Now you've got wings.
Tell me about your father.
Be a wind hover floating over us. Catch the air currents, my angel. Rise up and sweep over us all. Over the Liffey, out over the ocean, out the sea.
From my room, 10 treads and then a landing. 13 treads down and my father's room. The step, 2 before last, creaks. Cross by the banister side, stay closer to the rail, no carpet, down the last 18, swing on the post, over the parquet, onto...
Where do you think you are going, young lady?
I lent Siobhan the book. I've got to get it back, Father.
At 5 in the morning.
It's for an essay.
It's Shabbos, Hannah.
I need to do it tomorrow. It's for Monday. Irish history's on Monday. I promised teacher.
It's not our business.
I'm Irish.
It's their struggle. It's Christian.
It's about being who you are. Fighting for rights. For self-determination.
You never used to care about such things.
I'm learning.
I won't have you seeing that boy.
I lent it to Siobhan.
Cathal MacLennan, I believe, is his name.
Who told you?
Filling your head with these socialist ideas.
Carl's waiting for me, and I love him.
You are overtired.
He's going on maneuvers tomorrow, and I want to see him before he goes.
Cancelled.
What?
It's in the Independent. All orders given to the Irish volunteers for tomorrow, Easter Sunday, are hereby rescinded, and no parades, marches, or other movements of the Irish volunteers will take place.
Carl's in the Irish Citizen Army.
That makes no difference to me.
Well, he'll bring you freedom all the same.
We are happy without his kind of freedom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
Your men, pass me duty.
Over. Lads.
I'll be back by Wednesday, then.
I'm not leaving now.
Honey!
Well, you'll be needing nurses.
Don't be daft. We're going on maneuvers.
There were men in uniforms rushing all round Liberty Hall, up O'Connell Street, down Church Street. And he wanted me to believe it was more games in the hills.
He believed.
That's what I loved.
He knew who he was.
It taught me so much.
Tell me the truth, Carl.
We're under arms now, and we won't be laying them down till we've struck a blow for the working men of Ireland.
I'm proud of you, Carl.
I love you, honey.
My father knows about it.
Oh, Christ alive, who told him?
Oh, it's all going to be different tomorrow. What's it going to matter in the free state?
But I don't want to leave you. Not
now, honey?
We'll be together.
All right. We need scouts, messengers.
Oh, yes.
You'll need a bike.
I can make bandages.
I do love you.
It's all right.
I want to love you, you know, before...
We don't have to prove anything.
This hostelry is being seized in the name of the Irish Free State. Hello?
You know they're all at the races.
We've been told to say it. Let's go up there. A sniper's firing point should be as high as possible.
You never thought you'd be fighting for the Free State from a hotel bedroom, did you now?
Stand back. I'm going to take the window out.
I've yet to strike a blow for Ireland, Carl.
Careful, then.
Joe!
Now get a good look, Hanny. From here, I can control the whole approach to the bridge. HQ's there, under the clock. You've got to keep them fully informed. How many British are coming up towards the bridge? When I need more ammunition, that kind of thing.
I was at the briefing too, Cal. Hold the position for as long as possible. Then escape over the roofs and fall back on HQ.
It's beginning, then.
It's nearly over.
The Brits brought their regiments in slowly, strangling the city, ready to attack when they wanted. 2 days and two nights before they even showed themselves on the far side of the bridge.
I think I got him.
Are you sure?
Look, see the pub sign?
Blue one.
Now, down about an inch, left a bit, there.
Oh, he's still alive.
Come on, imperialists. Let's have the next.
Oh, put him out of his misery, Carl.
It's my duty to tempt his imperialist capitalist friends to come out and get him.
Oh, he's bleeding to death.
Not too fast, let's hope.
They let us run messages. They let us bandage them. They even let us carry their ammunition and load their guns.
But they wouldn't let you fight, would they?
The bloodletting. They kept that for themselves.
They guard it jealously. Like something precious. And then they say they do it all for us.
That day, they shot at each other across that bridge for as long as the light held.
They're taking a hammering at the post office.
Eat.
They're shelling O'Connell Street. Don't you see? It means we've won.
You'll need your strength tomorrow. I like watching you eat.
This is Republican soil, honey. This room. This room in a sawdust hotel. This is Ireland. Spit and dirt and blood and drink.
Till the last round, then fall back.
Longer, honey, longer.
They'll be needing you at battalion headquarters.
Honey.
There are years of struggle ahead. Great struggle for the Irish working people.
I'm not letting them have it.
Oh, God.
It was our last night, Angel. We knew it was our last night together. A bare pub room. A bed, a chest, a bowl, and a jug. A picture of Parnell we put on the floor out of the line of fire. No curtains, no glass, no window frame. 8 bullet holes in the wall facing the window, a fried egg of plaster and lath around each. A 9th bullet hole sliding across the ceiling, ripping a tear through the lining paper. Flapped down, moving slowly in the wind. It was warm that Easter.
Times like that, they're always warm.
The paper fanned us. And we gave our virginities to the Virgin State that night. Not night. It was as good as morning when we stopped talking and I took him into the bed. He didn't demand it. I placed a pillow under his head and slowly unbuttoned his tunic. Such a young body. Slid the sleeves along and off his arms. Frail, narrow shoulders. Collarbones, a meringue ridge of whiteness. Ribs. His green Citizen Army breeches far too big. Belted in, His putties wrapped still tight round his calves. I slowly unwind them, turn by turn. Each turn an inch toward his ankle and an inch closer to when I'll be using them to stem his blood. His army boots, too big also, snowballs of the herald bouncing onto the boards as I pull each off. He lies near naked on the bed, lying in a puddle of his clothes, the dark green seeping out round his body. I slide out of my shirt waist. He shuts his eyes. He doesn't want to see me. It will start his tears. My nakedness astounds me. He squeezes his eyelid shut and puts his hands out to me. I guide my hips into his touch, and he pulls me down onto him. Heat, unity, namelessness. His hands barely know how to hold a woman. Mine have never touched a man. We try to kiss, but we want too much. His lips suckle at me instead. I tell him this will last our lifetimes. He tells me this is his life. Here, in my hands. He whispers in my ear, close as we ever be. Real words, he says to me. Asleep at last. We slept there perhaps 10 minutes, perhaps 10 years. Then belt and buttoned his clothes back onto him, and we prepared for the day.
Christ alive, they're coming for sure this time.
Just stay, I'll pass you the bullets.
Cahill could barely raise his rifle. The British snipers had the range on us. A bullet hit the water pipe and a spray like morning rain showered us, showered the room.
How many rounds left?
12.
Come on, come on, come on! Christ!
Go!
Keep down! Let him, for Christ's sake, just... Mary, Mary, Mary! Just wrap something around it! I can lean the rifle on this sill!
They're halfway across the bridge!
I've got to stop them!
It won't stop blazing!
That'll have to do, then!
Oh, your face is cut as well!
Just a splinter, that'll do! Damn it! Reload for me!
Oh, we've done enough!
For God's sake, get down! You've got to go! They'll be into the street now!
I'm not going anywhere!
You get out of this place now! Tell the captain we've been overrun!
I will not go without you! Up onto the roof! Come on! We were ordered!
It's too late! Get into the corner, out of the line of fire!
I'm sorry! You can't even reload!
It's one less!
Go, please! Put the gun down! We surrender!
There you are!
Get down!
Irish bastard! You shut it at all! I said shut it! Right, on the bed! I said on the bed, or do we have to do it now?
Please!
That's it, lovey. Much better that way, isn't it? Quiet now. It's going to happen either way. Well, that's it. Open up! Open!
Oh,
Thank you, miss.
Any prisoners here, Corporal? Last one of ours, eh? Corporal.
And one Fenian dead, sir. And one prisoner, sir.
What the hell's been going on here?
A female prisoner, sir.
Corporal Green? Anything to say?
Sir, I found myself overwhelmed with anger following the death of my comrade in arms here. Unable to...
I'm sorry, ma'am. I think it's best if you leave now. We'll draw a veil over these events, don't you think? Make your own way home, quick as you can. Mum?
A single shot, he fell straight back like a tree.
They both?
Both the men who loved me were dead on the floor. It's love of a kind, isn't it?
I hope you didn't go home.
The Brits owned Dublin again. I pulled my clothes back on. I searched the British soldier's body for his name, for something to know him by. I knew I'd need it. I kissed Cahill once more on the lips and went home.
And your father?
The Moyer's here, Hannah.
I'll get Judah ready.
You're not persisting, this.
Father, I shall do as I decide with my children.
Why must you pursue this fiction?
I despise that British soldier, but his seed is in me. I have two men's seed to respect, and I have two sons.
I know what that soldier did to you was terrible, criminal.
It happens in war.
But look, look. This, you got this from his body, didn't you? Corporal Green was a good Jew. Wearing his prayer shawl under his uniform. See, God smiled on you. Yes, you were raped, but by a Jew. God was merciful. Your children are his children.
Father, look at this.
Don't risk it.
Look. Look. Irish Citizen Army, Private C. McLennan. Carl died for this.
This is preposterous. How can you know that one of these boys is his and one is Corporal Green's?
It's not the children's fault. Finn will be Carl's son. Judah will be Corporal Green's. You may take him to the Moyle now. Finn, stay.
How can twins have different fathers?
They're not identical. Two different eggs fertilized by two different men's seed.
Hannah, please.
Is the shape of his penis so important? Here's Judah, then.
Goodbye, Hannah. Come, little
The Moyle brought Judah back upstairs, one of the tribe. I laid him back in the crib, next to his half-brother, and continued packing. At six, a hackney drew up outside. I loaded my cases myself. The maid had left us for the munitions. It was snowing. I wrapped the boys inside my coat, and we drove down to Hannah's yard. They didn't call it that then, of course. I'd seen it derelict during the fighting. I had a living to earn. Everything bought, everything sold. Now, how much you'll give me for the sable? Beautiful condition, isn't it?
The twins, were they beautiful?
Boys, do they always fight?
They always find something to kill for. Religion, or freedom, or love. We have to give them the chance to learn the difference.
On their 20th birthdays, I told them who their fathers were. How I had decided.
But I don't feel Jewish.
Hadn't you got a Jewish prick?
Finn!
It's all right for him. He got a bar mitzvah. Only Grandad came.
You were confirmed.
I'm Jewish.
I can't stand this.
We both reached the same conclusion.
Oh, have you now?
You got it wrong. My father was Cahill MacLennan.
No, so, Finn, don't tell me.
I'm Jewish because my father was. Mum, You made a good guess, but you got it wrong. We understand.
Why on earth can't you be Irish and Jewish?
My ancestors died in the famine. They were here with St. Patrick. I can't suddenly be Jewish. It doesn't make sense.
Your name's Judah.
But there must be a Gaelic equivalent.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Well, change your name to Finn, then.
I don't want your stinking name.
Don't, boy.
I'm offering you a good Irish name. I don't need it anymore.
He's making fun of me.
Do you understand nothing?
I know you're a stinking Jew.
And you're a bog stupid Fenian.
I wouldn't let them change their names. They must live with the resentment. Resenting the other for having the better name, the right nose, the right length of foreskin, the right name under father on the birth certificate.
I've got to tell you about yours, about your father. I met him in London. That's why I've come looking for you. He wanted me to tell you.
Judah moved into the stable. Finn, not to be outdone, moved into the scrap metal shed. Judah bedded down in the straw, washed in the yard, went off to a party meeting. Finn went to Schwenkel's vapor baths before every Shabbos. They'd walk straight past each other in the yard. They never spoke.
Men believe things to avoid believing in nothing.
The last time the boys spoke to each other was the last time I saw them. 1940. And the war in Europe. Finn had been to London.
What kind of job?
And they said they were looking for people who spoke languages.
Well, including Irish, is it now?
Yiddish, Mother. You know, I've been having lessons.
What use is that now?
But they want people to go into Poland, liaise with the partisans, the resistance.
Finn, you can't.
I get to start parachute training next week.
Oh, you'll be careful.
Listen, apparently the Nazis are building these camps in Poland. We don't know what they're for.
What does your girlfriend say?
She understands.
Oh, don't you love her?
Of course I love her.
We live in a neutral country. Your father's died for that.
How can I be neutral? My people are dying.
Oh, isn't love for a woman enough?
First her and now you.
Oh, you don't have to prove anything. Just stay here and accept our love.
I'm not even supposed to be telling you this. You wish you hadn't. You could have told me he was here.
Oh, he's your brother, Finn.
He's an ally of the Nazi enemy.
Don't talk about your brother like that, Finn.
He works for Stalin, Mother. Comrade Stalin and me both work for the party, Mother. We work for the overthrow of the capitalist state and the establishment of a working people's democracy.
Well, that's just a few hour meetings, isn't it?
I've been recalled to Moscow.
What do you mean you've never been there?
It's my spiritual home.
So don't talk such rot.
My father fought and died for the proletariat.
He wouldn't have gone gallivanting off to Moscow.
Mother, listen to me. There's a war. I've got a duty. Our people are dying in Poland.
Our kikes, you mean? Like your lousy father.
Now, you and your fiend.
Yo, you're as bad as each other. Going off to fight the first chance you get. Leaving a good woman here. What's wrong with the two of you?
I have to help my people.
He's copying me, Mother. It won't last.
Oh, will you two just shut your... God, will you two just stop telling me things?
I wish I'd never said that.
You've never seen them again, have you?
Always another card, another letter. Some came in code, wrapped inside cigarettes. Some came through the Russian consul. But it was never my beautiful boys standing there in front of me.
Wake up! Wake up now! Come along! Wake up! The key constantly wants you out!
Sister! Sister!
Yes?
The woman who is sleeping here, where is she?
She's gone, love.
Oh, she's a queer one for disappearing in the night. No one can stop that one when she decides to go. Oh,
but I didn't tell her what I came to tell her.
What else have you got there? Did you book in with that coat?
It's mine.
All right, all right.
She gave it to me. She did.
No, don't go tripping over it now. Come on,
up again. Hello, angels.
Vic, I found her.
Angel, thank God. Where have you been?
I found them in a coat.
Are you all right?
A few bumps, that's all.
Nothing else.
Where should there be? I found her.
Have you got the money for the fare home?
I've got to return, British Midlands.
Right, do you want me to meet you?
I'm not a cripple, Vic. I got her letters. Didn't you hear?
Whose letters, Angel?
Mr. Levy's daughter. I found her. She gave me a coat. It's a bit moth-eaten Ukrainian sable, though, and there were these letters
just
in it.
Come home and have a rest. I look after you. Let me.
I can't. I didn't tell her about her father, about what happened. But she had these twin sons. They were actually only half-brothers, really.
Twin half-brothers?
One was the son of her lover, Carl McLennan. The other...
I had always thought the party would want to use me as a translator. But my supervisor correctly pointed out that the 5-year plan, it's the third, incredible, is everything. I work in the smelting room here. It's my job to keep the furnace temperature up and maximize iron extraction from the load mined by brave workers underground. You should see my muscles now. Unfortunately, last month we failed to reach our target. We had a meeting about it and decided on longer shifts. We voted unanimously for this and went home that night happy that we now had every chance of meeting this month's target and making up the shortfall. And then the very next day, the commissar announced at the morning meeting that two saboteurs had been found. They confessed to it all. They were working for the American Zionist conspiracy. Even so, we decided to stick by the
Lancaster came in too low. And I ended up somewhere near Katowice with a smashed kneecap. The people here got me immediately to a doctor. Unfortunately, not one in the resistance. But she's a good doctor. I know she's good because I couldn't take the risk of saying anything under the anaesthetic, so I watched her at work. She nursed me back to walking. I told her about the camps. She and I have what they call here a blitz marriage. But even in peace we would have found each other. The softness of her skin defies Hitler. Yesterday morning I dressed her. She dressed me, and we went together to deliver radio parts to a cell in the north of Warsaw. They were hidden in the morphine buckets. We ran into a snap search, and she was carrying them. My limp makes me too conspicuous, so I got through. She did not. It means the camps. What we need is guns, dynamite, rope. The Russians still refuse to supply us.
We were halfway across when the German 88 sighted us. The shells were blowing great fountains of water up around us. Most of the platoon hadn't been under fire before, but the commissar got us singing the Sacred War, and we soon arrived on the Stalingrad side without a single casualty. And straight up to the front line. It's a street. No one knows what it's called. All the signs have been blown off. We hold the even-numbered side. The Germans hold the odd-numbered side. Our captain received orders for us to capture number 47. It's on a corner and controls the intersection. Comrade soldier Pletchikov got a grenade right into their machine gun nest. As we charged in through the doorways and windows, the Germans didn't run out the back but went up the stairs. We were just starting to flush them out when a fresh German platoon moved in to attack us on the ground floor. Now we were surrounded. Only Sergei's flamethrower saved the day, forcing the Germans back long enough for us to get back to Company HQ. Tomorrow we have orders to seize and hold number 47.
We've broken our march for a 2-hour rest, but no one can sleep. Someone suggested the letters. We each get half a piece of paper, share the pencil, and we'll bury them in a shell casing in the sewer wall. We've held the Germans for 52 days. The Russians are still sitting there, on the other side of the river, watching us. Why won't they attack? Warsaw has been destroyed, building by building. But, Mother, the men and women here in my platoon are the bravest I've ever met. Until the rising, we merely raided the Germans, irritated them. Now, here in the city, I've seen them fight until they fall. And all in vain. Cattle trucks still run. The Germans still hold Warsaw. Until we start to regain our strength...
We're at the very gates of Warsaw. We fought every inch of the way. We're quartered in a suburb called Praga. But we've had to stop to build up supplies. The whole army has deserved this rest. And anyhow, the Poles seem to be giving the Nazis a pretty good pounding over there in the center of Warsaw. It's our chance to let someone else do the work.
And they just stopped right there.
They were killed the same week.
She said Kadesh for Finn. The service sheet's in here. A notice in the Daily Worker for Judah.
Do you want me to look it up for you?
I've got a copy here. A comrade lost fighting for world socialism. And then the next letters, they're dated 10 years later, 1956.
By now, you'll have seen the pictures and believed them. I was only in the camp a couple of months. This time, the Reds didn't wait outside and watch us perish. They looked after us well. Then they questioned us. It was the best part of a year before I was able to discover where my new labor camp was. Guards and inmates were shipped in from all over the Red Empire. So we discovered we were in Hungary. I think I was there 8 years, and then the new regime opened the gates. I was released 2 months ago, knowing nothing. Now I know that Holy Israel exists. I have a visa. The Israeli embassy, a room and a flat in Buda, tells me they need soldiers. I've enrolled. I fly out on Wednesday, Mother. I'll send you a postcard of the Wailing Wall.
It was an understandable mistake. It all started outside Warsaw when I mentioned to the commissar that we had my half-brother to thank for the rest we were getting, that he was fighting with the partisans. When they questioned me about it later, they got the idea I was passing them information. Well, of course, I wasn't, but I can easily see how you could get that idea. Anyhow, I can always say I helped build the Vladivostok Highway. My time in the Far East wasn't a waste. Communications are the lifeblood of the Union, and I'm proud that I've made my contribution to the effort. Now I've been re-enrolled in the army, and this time with a commission. Your son's an officer at last. And I've been posted as an advisor to the brave forces of the Egyptian Republic. We may soon be called on to defend their canal against the imperialist Zionist powers. With my knowledge of English, I've been appointed to guide a British journalist. It's strange to be speaking English again. She is very interested in our training programs and our defenses and reports it all back to London. We have the world behind us.
Sorry it's not Jerusalem, but I bet you've always wondered what Budapest Airport looks like. Now you know. In 2 hours we take off for Tel Aviv. I'm leaving Europe forever. I take up my new commission in the Israeli Armed Forces tomorrow. More postcards to follow.
We expect the Zionists to attack us soon. This will test the mettle of my Egyptian fighters, but they will see them off without a moment's fear. If only my father was here to see this final disgrace for the British imperialists. Once victory is ours, I am promised some leave, and I hope then to pay a short visit to Dublin with my fiancée. That's if she accepts my proposal. She is that journalist I think I told you about last time.
Poor mother. Why'd you only ever get these quick scrawl letters from me? I turned back at the airport when we heard about the students fighting in Budapest Radio. I couldn't ignore their struggle. I rushed back into the city to join in against the Russian tanks. And then, you must know this by now, we actually won. The tanks left the city and freedom was ours. What days they were. 7 free days. And then, this morning, that familiar sound again. Tank treads on asphalt. There are a few journalists here. If they manage to tell the world, surely they'll rescue us this time.
During the fighting in the Sinai, he led his men bravely in a counterattack against the perfidious Zionists. He was last seen encouraging his platoon forward to seize an enemy rocket launcher. He was cut down by machine gun fire and died instantly. I enclosed possessions from his barracks room. The rest he bequeathed to his fiancée. Your son died fighting for international communism.
I enclosed personal effects of McLennan Finn. The above named was shot while committing criminal damage against property of People's Army. Please find enclosed 1 watch, 1 badge, 1 passport, Israeli, 1 copy of The Working Man, dated October 1956, and 1 letter, 2nd page missing.
Dearest Georgina, I look at you asleep on the bed. I've decided not to wake you. My unit has been asked to launch an attack on the repair shop at the Russian barracks. We must try to immobilize some of the tanks before tomorrow's fighting. We are going in under the wire. When I get back, I guarantee the working man its very own eyewitness report. A scoop. And how I love you, Georgina. You'll never know how much I love you.
You've lost me. Who's this Georgina?
Exactly.
But who is she, Ange?
I don't know, but she's the missing link, no question.
Are you coming back?
I've got to go to the working man offices, find out her second name, then I'll be there, I'll have found her.
Can I meet you? Heathrow or Gatwick?
I'll be in soon.
I'll get a cab, I don't mind.
I'll see you soon, Vic.
You're a sight for sore eyes. Sit down, love.
Thanks. The lady in personnel said she thought you might have been on the working man in 56.
Sorry, love. Just after. January 57 I joined. It was a good paper then. Now look at it. Adverts for BMWs and Emporio Armani.
Did you know someone who wrote for the paper round about then? She wrote this article about Budapest here. Georgina Priest.
Of course I do. It's her job I got.
Right.
She packed it in after Hungary, lost it, short-termists. Still, she made room for me.
Did she go to another paper?
Packed it in. You're not going to believe this. She got married.
Do you happen to know who to?
Oh, must be in here somewhere. Never lose a contact, even if they get married. Yeah. She's now Mrs. Georgina Standing. You can see her, can't you? Pension plan, quilted sleeveless, BT shares. What do we fight for?
Address? Georgina Priest.
Angel, thank God you're all right. I can't believe
it. Are you Miss Priest?
Oh, I've been so worried. Look at you. Just look at you. You're in a complete state. Oh, I can't believe
you
it.
You are Georgina Priest.
Oh, darling, you? Angel, darling, calm down.
Tell me, are you?
But the police came round. Something to do with the hotel. Daddy's been going absolutely
out. Will you please tell me whether or not you are Georgina Priest?
That's a name I wrote under. All right, Angel, darling. Just a pen name, you know that. Now, come in.
Why didn't you ever...
This is no time to be raking all this up. I want you to come in, get you dry. Now, come on.
I've been trying.
Plenty of time later. Plenty for us both to catch up on. Upstairs now, nice hot bath, calm you down. Something to eat. You don't want it too hot.
I can take it.
It's bad for the blood pressure.
Not a problem.
Well, how am I supposed to know? For all I know, you could be, by now, I don't know what. 2 years almost, Angel, it's been. So, what's the news then? You're an aunt. Your sister Julia's had a little boy. He's called Southern, but he's very sweet.
Did she marry that?
She's on her own now. She wants to try and bring up a child on her own terms. Maybe that's the best way. I don't know anymore.
Oh, just don't start at me, Mum. Just... please. We did this one too many times.
Darling, where have you been? We've been worried sick, and then when the police came round...
I wanted some time on my own, I told you. Before I went... you knew that was best for all of us.
All this time? 2 years next month. You could have just let us know you were all right. A phone call, anything. If it was me, you could have phoned your father at the office, your sister.
You redecorated in here, I see.
Look, we've been so... Daddy was county president of the Lions last year. They raised nearly £250,000.
Different nail brush.
And people forget, Berkshire's not that big.
Same old loofah.
The people they give it to are glad to have it. Mentally handicapped.
We're all mentally handicapped, Mum.
That's not very nice, Angel. You know what I mean. Some people need a bit more help.
Let's just drop it.
Darling, I'm not trying to make you feel...
I told you all this when I stopped seeing Dr. Fielding.
No, I didn't mean him at all.
Do you want to know why I stopped seeing him?
It was your decision.
He's not even a proper doctor, anyway.
If you ask me, he was really helping. He was making it easier for you to come to terms with...
Just what, Mum?
Everything. People. The world.
I don't have to come to terms with the world. It has to come to terms with me. Look at it. Lawns. Multitude of symbols.
You can
conservatories. Booper. Annuities, rotary fund drives, gravel drives, West Highland Terriers, Tweeds, CBEs, Pringles, Electronic vans, specialty bricks. Look at it all.
I'll draw the curtain.
Who wants it? Who wants all this?
Some people, darling.
Then what?
A form of happiness. just some kind of happiness that some people like.
Not yours, ma'am. Not in 1956.
It was different then.
There's still unhappiness.
Now, more people in more places are happy for more of the time.
And the rest? Who aren't?
Then there was something to really struggle against. There was hope and struggle. There seemed to be things to push against, things to believe in that would carry you there. Things that were so obviously true that they couldn't possibly ever fail. They would change the world, people, and make everything right one day. Now or later, then it didn't matter when.
Does it matter now?
I think we all know it's slower now. It's hard to find things to believe in now. I don't need to tell you that.
Tell me about the working man. About Hungary.
All that? It was a newspaper. Devoured by people who already believed everything it was preaching. And never even a glance from anyone who didn't.
Please tell me. About 1956.
I'd been on the paper 3 months. I was only supposed to be doing book reviews. I arrived in Cairo. Eden was still blustering. The Egyptians still loved the British. They just wanted their own canal. I went straight out to the Sinai. I had this letter of intro from the British Communist Party, and I was invited to tour the defences. The Russians slapped this attaché on me. Last thing I wanted, the party line parroted at me in broken English. He turns out to be English-Irish and a true believer. He refuses to tell me his real name, says to call him MacLennan. He's an Irish-Russian Marxist-Leninist with a sense of humour. I knew my luck was really in. He was teaching the Egyptians anti-tank warfare. He had a hard time of it. He knew it was a lost cause. I suppose that's why he wasn't like the rest. All front, discipline, dogma. That type could really get you down. He was different. Or after a couple of days he was, when he started to let it drop. Told me about his time during the war. Thrown straight into Stalingrad. Then the Kursk salient. The third offensive, the sixth offensive. Pushing the Germans out of Russia, Ukraine, Belarusia, into Poland. And then standing on the other side of the river, watching the Warsaw uprising. Watching them die. Then the gulag. That took the night. In the morning, I gave myself, for the first time. In his barracks room, no windows, in the middle of the Sinai, just a concrete box on a crossroads, flat white sand. We stayed there a week, me watching him train, pretending to be a journalist, scribbling thoughts. At night, he explored what he had given up. I explored what I'd never known. At the end of the week, the Israelis parachuted in. I don't know where or when he died. They didn't bring in his body for 2 days. I got a lift on a half-track into Side. The British were about to land. A city of despair. Oh, by then, maybe I was just looking through eyes of despair. That's where I heard about Hungary. I got a lift in an Ilyushin and was in Budapest by Saturday. And by then, not a single Russian soldier in Budapest. They'd given it back to the Hungarians. Tanks all round the suburbs, but no one thought that meant anything. The hope was too good to let go. Their joy eased my grief. Egypt may be lost, my Russian lover may be dead, but Hungary was free. And then on Sunday morning, the Russian tanks rolled back in. It was awful. The Russian artillery shelling every few minutes. The boys in the trenches just stood and died. I moved along the line, looking for one who could speak English. He shouted out, "I can." A man in a greatcoat, grey for lack of sleep, but still, through all that, the double of my Russian lover. I think I screamed. Same eyes, looking at me the same way, believing.
At that moment, he heard the whine of an incoming and threw me down, his body on top of me. I was still looking at him. Are you English? I said. Irish once. And then I knew. When his commander asked him to recruit a sniping team, I went with him. He chose a hotel overlooking the Killian barracks. They broke into rooms, smashed the windows out, nagged the Russians in the street below. When the tanks rolled up and pumped their shells into the building, we retreated to the cellars, disappearing until the Russian tanks moved on. Then back to sniping. We were never going to win this way. Just a chance to die with the most inconvenience. At night, there were two. The firing would stop. This man and I together in a hotel room. Broken glass icing the four-posted bed. We shook it off and he made love to me. Not just because he looked like my Russian. Because he prolonged what I had loved in the desert. He never mentioned his brother, nor did I. We were lying there together, 3 in the morning, an hour of silence. 1 hour till the silence ended, when he was asked to lead the raid on the tanks. He thought I was asleep. He wrote a quick note to me and left. Neither of us expected him to return, so why did we pretend he would? I got out through the American embassy. The paper wanted me to write it all up. The victory of Hungarian revolutionary worker peasant democracy. They hadn't seen what I had seen. I don't mean violence, guns, men's things. They hadn't seen the passion, the wanting, the fight. What did dialectics mean anymore? Their kind of talking into the night, the rights of this, the emancipation of that. I probably had some kind of breakdown. I was down here at Granny's. She took me to watch her play at the tennis club. That's where I met your father. I mean, I'd met him years before. Peter Standing was always there, ready to make up a doubles, bringing down his game to match the ladies. He was probably a little surprised when I accepted his proposal. I turned him down every time before.
He didn't mind you.
As far as your father was concerned, it was the act of a gentleman.
Who is my father?
It was all in the same cycle. What use were blood tests? They were brothers.
Half-brothers?
They were twins, darling.
It's just I thought that...
What?
No, nothing.
Your father is both of them. I don't want us to try and separate them. Not now.
Marie?
In the bathroom!
Down soon.
Angel's back here.
Really? Oh, that's... Wonderful!
Angel! Angel! I'm in the bath!
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Are you all right?
Of course I am!
Oh, that's wonderful! It's lovely to see you.
You haven't seen me yet.
Oh, right. Hear you then.
Come on, darling. Must be stone cold in there by now. She's just getting out, Peter. 10 minutes.
Lovely.
Your tutor came round. You could have told us you were doing another course.
Ross.
Had a nice chat. And a friend of yours, Vicky.
Vic.
Nice girl.
Kind of.
They were worried about you.
I'm okay. Look at me.
I think you should ring them.
Please. They're my affair.
Then I think I'll invite them to Sunday lunch.
What day is it today?
How about a sherry?
Thanks. Teal Pepe for me. All right, Angel.
Fine, thanks. That'll be just fine.
Angel Standing was written by Jonathan Myerson. Angel was played by Juliet Aubrey, and Mr. Levy by Timothy West. Old Hannah was Maggie Whiting, Cahill and Vic, Aidan Gillen, and Ross, Gavin Muir. Levy was played by Paul Panting, Zeidel by Peter Kenny, Epi and Hanny by Kathy Sarah, and Mima by Elaine Claxton. Neville Jason was the rabbi, with Mark Lambert as Finn, Neil Dudgeon as Judah, and Margaret John as Georgina Standing. Other parts were played by Don McCorkindale, Peter Whitman, James Taylor, and members of the cast. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Angel Standing was directed by Peter Kavanagh.